Hey, welcome. In this lesson you're going to build a full 32-bar drum and bass drop in Ableton Live, from layered drums and a two-part bass stack to arrangement, automation and transitions that keep the listener hooked. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'll assume you know basic live navigation, routing, and how to add devices. I'll use 174 BPM in the examples, and I'll reference live stock devices like drum rack, operator, wave eatable, AQ8, glue compressor and so on. Let's get into it. Quick goal. By the end you'll have a dynamic 32-bar drop that evolves instead of looping, with a clean mono sub under a wide, gritty Reese. Processed drums built from breaks and one-shots, automated movement across the 32 bars, and a toolbox of short transitions and fills. Step 0. Project Setup. Set the BPM to 174. Create these tracks. A MIDI drum rack. An audio track for sliced breaks. Optional single kick and snare slash clap audio tracks if you like to separate elements. A MIDI bass track that will contain both sub and Reese layers. Two return tracks for reverb and delay, and three group buses named drums group, bass group and music group. On the master, put utility first for mono checking, then EQ8, a light glue compressor for bus glue, subtle saturator, and a limiter last. Leave about 6 dB of headroom before the limiter. Build the drums. Core loop and variations. Load drum rack and populate it with layered one-shots using simpler for each layer. Use a layered kick. A snare with a bright transient layer plus a darker body layer, closed and open hats, and percussion and ghost hits that live under the snare. Import a classic break such as an Amen or Think and slice it to a new MIDI track by Transients. Set warp mode on the audio to beats if you need tempo flexibility, and clean up the low rumble with EQ8 by high passing at around 30 to 40 Hz if needed. For your perchain processing inside drum rack, keep a simple but effective chain. EQ8 to high pass around 25-40 Hz for most chains, a small cut in the mighty 200-400 Hz band, optional light compression per chain with a 3-4:1 ratio, fast attack of 1.5 ms for transient shaping and release around 5200 ms, then a saturator with 2 6dB drive set to a soft or analog clip mode. Put a glue compressor on the drums group with around 10 ms attack, auto release, and a 2:1 ratio for cohesion and punch. Create variations by duplicating your MIDI drum loop and editing. One variation can have more ghost hits and shuffled snare placement, another can be simplified to leave space. For fills, use beat repeat on a dedicated slice with interval set small, grid at 1/32, chance between 30 and 60%, and automate the chance during fills. Also add groove and humanization. Open the groove pool. Pick an MPC-style groove or set about 10-20% swing on 1/16 and apply it to your drum clips for that rolling feel. Sub plus Reese bass stack. We'll do two layers, a clean mono sub and a stereo Reese for mid-range grit. Sub layer. Load operator or wave eatable. In operator, use oscillator as a sign, tune down 2 or 3 octaves depending on your key. This audio version is shortened for playback.